Thank you, Ambassador. At the outset, I must just say how encouraged I think we are by the large turnout of states at this meeting, and I think the very strong commitment that we've heard so far in the room of the interest in moving forward and working to address this issue. I'm very pleased to deliver this statement on behalf of 19 United Nations and other organizations engaged in humanitarian action. As field-based humanitarian and human rights organizations, protecting and assisting millions of people in the world's conflict zones, we are acutely aware of the catastrophic humanitarian impact that results from urban warfare, and in particular the widespread use of explosive weapons in towns, cities, and other populated areas. We welcome the attention given to this issue at the Vienna conference last month, and the convening by Ireland of today's consultation to begin work on a political declaration to address the devastating humanitarian impact resulting from the use of explosive weapons, as recommended by the United Nations Secretary General. Such a declaration, in our view, should recognize the grave humanitarian and human rights consequences that arise from using explosive weapons in populated areas. And this includes the direct effects, such as civilian deaths and injury and destruction of civilian objects, and also the longer-term reverberating effects, such as the disruption of essential services, of displacement, loss of access to housing, healthcare, education, and livelihoods, as well as the persistent threat of explosive remnants of war. A declaration should also contain commitments that will make a meaningful difference to the lives of conflict-affected populations, and that will provide clear political and practical direction and ensure effective implementation of international humanitarian law. In particular, a declaration should include an express commitment to avoid the use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas, and to develop operational policies that are based on a presumption against such use, as recommended by the United Nations Secretary General. It should, moreover, commit states to review and adapt their military policy and practice, including doctrine, training, and equipment, so as to better prepare their armed forces for urban warfare. It should commit states to identify, develop, and exchange good practices in relation to weapon target matching, targeting procedures, planning and training, as well as civilian casualty tracking, battle damage assessments and lessons learned, exports of heavy explosive weapons and supports to parties to conflict in order to mitigate civilian harm. It should commit states to develop mechanisms and tools to strengthen the collection of data on the types of weapons used in populated areas and their effects, both direct and indirect, on civilians, and to the extent possible disaggregated by age and sex. And it should commit states to take all appropriate measures to provide victims of explosive weapons in populated areas with adequate assistance, including in the form of physical rehabilitation, psychosocial support, and socioeconomic integration, and also support and facilitate clearance of explosive remnants of war. We feel a political declaration that contains these various elements would make a significant and lasting impact in addressing and preventing harm to civilians from the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Thank you.